Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 8, he will swallow up death in victory. And let me read the rest of it. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all the faith. This is in the Old Testament. We think about it in Revelation 21, 22. He wipes away all of our tears, no more pain, no more suffering. Isaiah the prophet talked about this. Verse number 8, he'll swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. So that's what he's talking about here in 1 Corinthians 15. Chapter 15, verse number 54. Death is swallowed up in victory. He pulled that from Isaiah. And then verse number 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And I remember addressing this last week. It's like Paul is mocking death and the grave. And it's too. It's like, death, you didn't get me. And grave, you couldn't hold me. So either way, you're covered. We'll be changed. In other words, the sting of death, it didn't get you. You didn't die. Not everybody's going to die. Some of us are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Again, I talk about it all the time. I'm looking for the undertaker, not the undertaker. I expect to see Christ's coming in my lifetime. Now, I know my dad believed that. My grandpa, my great-grandpa, who was a preacher to God, he believed that. Down through the century, everybody believed that Jesus Christ would come through in their lifetime. It didn't come. And so today we read about in Peter where's those scoffers? The scoffer said, well, he ain't come yet. That's when Jesus is coming. I like that. So you can believe he's not coming. That way Jesus will come. Okay. Some of y'all get that. Some of you won't. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And I have a note here. I mentioned it about that. When I was in high school, I used to go to junior high at Westwood Junior High School, then went to Auburndale High School. Y'all could tell by my lack of education where I went to school, okay? Just kidding. That when we were at football games or something, we were winning. Our side, they have the visitors on the other side. And one of the chants that we would do is, na 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 na, na 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 na, hey, hey, good. Y'all remember that? Goodbye. Then we do this one. Something about, look on the scoreboard and see who's behind. You. All right, I could say, this is like Paul mocking that when he said, oh, grave, where is thy sting? Or death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? You didn't get me. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, goodbye. I can see that. I can see it. Now, you won't read that in a commentary anywhere. I'm sure nobody's foolish enough writing that in a commentary. But if I write one, Danny, I'm going to put that in mind. Death could not get me, and the grave could not hold me. Death and the grave has been humanity's enemy since the time of Adam, but now it's a defeated foe. Hope you get that. Let's move on. All right, now I'm coming to, Lisa asked me a good question last week about the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Okay, she asked me, I can understand the sting of death is sin because of one man, sin entered into the world, and because of sin, death by sin. That little part you could understand. Her question is this. And the strength of sin is the law. Preacher, I can't grasp that. And I told her I would tell her this Sunday what that means. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. We are no longer subject to, remember, he's now talking about resurrection. He's passed this life. Death, you didn't get me. Grave, you can't hold me. He's talking about not here and now, but here and now, but later. The hereafter. Thank you, Tim. We are no longer subject to the penalty of law of death, and we are set free from sin. We're not there yet. We still are subject to sin because we're in a sinful body. Let me ask you a question. Some of y'all are looking at me awful funny. Did y'all sin any this week? Okay, I know you hit my line. How about, let's narrow it down then. How about yesterday? How about this morning? Colson, we're watching the grandkids because DJ and them are up in Nashville. Doug and them had them a couple of days. Now it's our turn to have Colson, Brody, and Addison. Okay, don't tell her I forgot her name. Sitting at the breakfast table, eating pancakes. Boy, he loves sausage. He had one sausage, right? And then Colson said, I don't want to go to church. Just out of the blue. Why do we have, how, and then he said, how many times do we have to go today? And I laughed, and I said to myself, that sounds like half the congregation at Westwood this morning. I didn't say that because I made it all, man, it's great. We get to go to church. And Latrice piped in because she's the more spiritual one, but you know that than I am. She said, we get to worship God and sing songs and praises. She tried to make it spiritual, you know. But it's so true because we live in this sinful body and even now. But it's talking about later on that sin is the ultimate cause of death and the result cannot be defeated unless the cause is defeated. And law shows us just how sinful we really are. Without the law, it does not. The law reveals to us the sinfulness of man. It's what he's saying. It's not talking about the here and now. He's talking about the hereafter. That when he talks about the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The law reveals to us just how rotten we really are. That's why the law is important, by the way. By the way, the law is just and the law is holy. The problem is the law, we cannot keep the law. The law is perfect. There was nothing wrong with the law. There's only one man who ever kept the law, every jot and every tittle. Who was that one man? Jesus Christ. Keep the law. So that's kind of what this is referring to, and let me move on. I got 3 minutes. And then here's the victory song. And I have on my notes, perhaps this is where they got the song, Victory in Jesus. I don't know because that's in this verse here. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What victory? Over death and over sin. He gives us that victory. How do we get that victory? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of what he did for us on Calvary. Because we accepted that free gift of eternal life. And now we're changed. Let me throw this at you. Now I got one more verse and I'll finish up. Again, I have a preacher that really, he listens to this broadcast and he's going to hear this and he knows who I'm talking about. He listens every day. Every day. But he doesn't believe in what I teach about that we're a trichotomous being. They were made up in three parts. God said, let us create man in our image. We're spirit, body, and soul. We're spirit, soul, and body. Physically, mentally, and spiritually. We're made in the image of God. That way. Where was I going with that? I'm 65. Oh, okay. Thank you for that. All right. Do you know that right now you're being saved? Your mind. I have been saved. I am being saved. This is what throws him for a loop, and he's going to call me. And I will be saved. I have been saved. On my way to heaven. That's salvation. I am being saved, being conformed to the image of Christ. Hopefully, David. That's sanctification. And one day I will be saved. That's glorification. That's my body. Are you following? New body.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.